This is Craig McCarthy with the Park City Chamber Bureau. Being a member of the Chamber Bureau is a great investment for your business and provides a wide array of benefits. We promote your business, provide networking and educational opportunities, and even have benefit programs for you and your employees. For more information, visit us online at visitparkcity.com or call us at 649-6100. The Park City Chamber Bureau is a nonprofit, membership-based organization and a proud supporter of KPCW.
You're listening to the Sundance Reel here on KPCW Radio. I'm Leslie Thatcher, along with my co-host, Barbara Bretz. Well, in one of the most polarizing issues of today, documentary Stephanie Sotig takes this year on the issue of guns and gun violence and her new film, Under the Gun. The film is being featured in this year's documentary premiere category. She joins us now in the studio. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So the write-up in this year's film guide says that you have created a documentary that is, quote, scrupulously comprehensive and decidedly fair to both sides on one of the most polarizing issues that's tearing our country apart. So as a journalist, I love to hear those words, just scrupulously fair. I mean, the way that I judge fair when a balanced story is that most people, you know, that both sides are angry with me. I mean, how does that account sound to you?
I think what's fair about it is we embedded with several families across the country, both parents who have lost children to gun violence and a family who thinks that the best way to protect her baby is to open carry. So she has her baby on a baby board in the front and an AK-47 on her back. And so I think that that's perhaps what they consider fair, is because we let you hear from both sides of the argument.
Mm-hmm. You've teamed up once again with Katie Couric, of course, the longtime news anchor of CBS and NBC. I mean, was she the one always like looking over your shoulder to create that fairness, or what was her role in this?
So the film was actually her idea. She called me after Isla Vista. We were making Fed Up when Newtown happened. So we had, and I'm from Brookfield, Connecticut. So I'm in the town that's right next to Newtown. So we spoke at length about Newtown. And then she called me after Isla Vista and she's like, how does this keep happening? And how is it that 90% of the country supports stronger background checks and yet nothing's happening? How is Congress so out of sync with the majority? I mean, 90% of people don't even like kittens. So it feels like a real disconnect is happening in this country.
Well, and that was certainly one of my questions. Nothing has happened. Why? I mean,
I wondered, too, and Stephanie, I had a moment to talk about this before. You know, back in the 60s and 70s, we grew up in the generation that at least got the warning label put on cigarette packages and ads removed from TV and magazines. And what's different, you know, now between back then when we were experiencing some success?
So what we learned in making the film is actually that so much has happened since Newtown. And I don't know why we all think nothing's happened since Newtown. So much has happened. Almost every state across the country has passed legislation since Newtown. Unfortunately, the majority of those ease guns restrictions, make it easier to have access to guns. but so much has happened. And so many positive things have happened, though, too. There's been a real people's movement that's happened. There really is a Newtown effect that's occurred. And we're seeing that, you know, people are taking this on at the state level. And then you see Moms Demand Action. A woman started a Facebook page and suddenly they have 3.5 million followers. So I think what to me is most exciting about the film is we have so many misconceptions about this, from this idea that nothing's happened to how this idea that people want to take away your guns. And the film really unpacks all of that in a way I think that's really interesting, because you're seeing it through these characters' eyes. So it's very character driven and it unfolds sort of like a whodunit. And I'm just really excited to share it with people.
It really does have – I did get to preview this, and it really does have a mixed bag of presenting so many wonderful facts and figures and sound bites that I continued to quote all through the day as I ran into people. But also it really adds a personal touch and a face by interviewing and bringing in some of these families who've been touched by gun violence and who have become some of the best activists.
It's true. I mean, I think if this happened to me, I think I would – if I had lost a child the way they had so violently, I probably would have crawled into a hole. And so to see them pick themselves up by the bootstraps and become such warriors and be so fair. You know, the people of Newtown sit down with NRA members all the time. They've really changed the conversation. I think for so long it's been very black and white. You're with us or against us. And what these people have done is really brought to life this idea that we have more in common than we disagree about. and they're just extraordinary. And to be able to have embedded with them for nearly 2 years, you'll see so many interesting aspects of this issue that you just don't hear about in you know, 2 minute news clips anymore.
Well, unfortunately, when I left the film, I was fired up, but I had to leave about 10 minutes before it ended. And so I wanted to ask you, what did I miss? And would I have left feeling like there's hope or an answer or common ground?
So I don't want to give away the whole end of the film, obviously. However, yes, you will feel empowered. You will feel hopeful. You will realize that up until now, the NRA and the gun lobby has really been dictating the narrative on the issue. And their narrative is very
right
false.
Down to the legislation.
Right down to the legislation. But also just the parroting that everyone does of these false facts that we've come to accept as truth. So what's actually happening at the state level, at the grassroots level, is so encouraging. The tide is turning. That's not to say that we can all sit back now and say, oh, problem solved. But there are so many things that we can do and that we should be doing and that are being done that are so hopeful.
I want a little bit more about that, though. So those on the side of restricting gun sales, I mean, like to blame the NRA. I mean, that it's the organization's fault. I mean, do we blame the NRA or do we blame the politicians who are taking the money from NRA? I mean, do you get into the funny?
I think there's plenty of blame to go around. I think down to me, right? So prior to making this film, I didn't vote with gun sense. Where a politician stood on the gun issue was not even on my radar. So I think there's a collective responsibility that we have to take. And just there just needs to be an awakening because, again, like I can't stress how much when Katie brought this idea to me, I was like, I know about the gun debate. We all know about the gun debate. We have no idea about the gun debate. We've really been hoodwinked for the past 20, 30 years. And I think that's what's so exciting about this is we just start peeling back the layers. And it's just so shocking to see what's really at the core of all of this.
Have you happened to see the Newtown documentary?
Haven't yet. I will be seeing it at the end of this week. I've been on a lot of panels with Kim Snyder, and I've heard great things about it.
Yeah. Does the film offer any conciliatory ideas to move each side a little bit?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think it will start a conversation. And don't forget, again, 90% of us are on the same page about this. So if that doesn't bring people to the table, I think what the film does is it advocates a conversation between people. And I also think this is a film for gun owners. Sometimes I think even more than anyone else. I've had so many gun owners come up to me and say, thank you. I've been so misrepresented by the NRA for so long.
There's such a silent majority out there.
The NRA only represents 5% of gun owners. So that 95% of gun owners that aren't belonging to the NRA have been totally unrepresented. And to have them come up and say, thank you, finally, someone showing that I'm not some crazy, you know, gun zealot. And I really appreciate that. And I hope that you know, we'll have screenings full of gun owners because this film is just as much for them as it is for the gun safety advocates.
Well, I think, you know, anyone who takes the time to make impactful documentaries, I thank you for that. I'm also very thankful that there are so many platforms now to get them out there and be seen other than here in Sundance. So I wish you best of luck with distribution or wherever you go from here.
Thank you. It's looking very, very exciting. So I think a lot of you will be able to watch this film very soon.
That's great.
Okay. Let's see. The couple of screenings left here. We've actually just won, it looks like.
No, we have a Friday community screening, a Saturday screening, and then we're in Salt Lake City on Sunday.
Yeah. Okay. But then in terms of locally, I've got just the Temple Theater Saturday at 5:45 p.m.
Correct.
I thought going to
yes.
Salt Lake. What was the other?
We're in Salt Lake City on Sunday. And you can go to underthegunmovie.com, and we have all of our screenings on there as well.
Okay. Stephanie Sotig. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
You're listening to the local Sundance Reel here on KPCW. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Matt from San Francisco Design, longtime supporter of KPCW. We provide a mix of contemporary and mountain modern home furnishings for a unique Park City lifestyle. Our showrooms are in Park City and Salt Lake and offer complete design services. We are on the web at sanfrandesign.com. San Francisco Design, love your home.
Hi, I'm Margot Van Ness from Park City and proud supporter of KPCW. Park City offers events throughout the season, including the annual Torchlight Parade, New Year's Eve celebration, Spring Groove, and more. More information about all the events happening at Park City this winter at parkcitymountain.com.